Wednesday night. Oh, no shiur tomorrow night. No Mishnah shiur. I wanted to send out a message about Yerushalmi's shiur. I forgot. You said, tell it to you now, Baal Peh, I have to word it. I'll have to email you tonight. Not that anybody else is going to come, but it's an important sugya tomorrow. Okay, now let me write down to email you. I forgot all about it. And no Mishnah Berurah tomorrow night. But Chavis Halvav is in Yerushalmi, yes. What? No, I just... Okay, Simon Kuf Vav, we're up to the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah on Sif Beis. Misha Tarofs on Nasab, when Yom Shimon Yochoi Vachadeirov, Mapsuk Lekriyashma Vlayla Tzvi. Daim Lo Yoes Kimfal B'mlachim, the Mishnah Berurah says, Vein Vatlam Elimudam Afilu L'Rega, Avalonu Shemafsikim Medivrei Torah L'Melachteinu Koshkin Shemapsuk L'Tfila. Lekriyashma Vlay Shidi Araisa, Mashekim L'Tfila Shidi Rabbono, and they don't stop for. Often this bird, the divrei Torah, even if tefillah is the arisa, like the Rambam sheet, the Tomekom and our Torah was man kavua, but they before machos b'yom b'chelis kliel, so they could, and it could be any nusach, and it could be as short as you want. So I mean, you could, even they would be able to fulfill the arisa chiyuv. Shikori kriyash, okay. So shikori kriyash meikrenim abrachosel. Tachakach yaksel the limud of lo yuspalo. So that's a chiddush, that even though the brachas are the rabbanon, also, and you're breaking for kriyashma, which is the araisa, but not for the brachas of the rabbanon. So, again, the chiddush would be, we had this before, when you say kriyashma, you have to do it the right way. So the right way to say kriyashma is with its brachas. But really, as we said yesterday, you don't have to come on to that, because even if Shimon Yochai had to stop for any chiyuv mitzvah, even if it's the Rabbanon, it's just tefillah, not because tefillah, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, in another two lines, tefillah is also called his own personal tzairich. That's the chiddush. Chiddush. You know, so just like they didn't stop for their own tzrachim, so they don't have to stop for tefillah. Because tefillah is called their own tzairich, because that's what you do when you daven, and you ask for what you need. You said, in fact, it's not so clear why you have to say because kriyashma is the araisa, because you have to stop any chiyuv. So we said the teretz yesterday, but on kuponim, this din that you have to read it with the brachas is either true in a pashut sense, because they have to stop any chiyuv, even a chiyuv the rabbanon, and even if you take literally that they wouldn't have to theoretically stop for a rabbanon, but when since it's a chiyuv to say kriyashma, we had this before by suffik kara kriyashma. So you have to do it right. Once you're doing, you have to do it right. The right way is with the brachas. Now the Mishnah Berurah says v'lo yispalel. It's also it's a little mashma that they weren't allowed to. It wasn't optional. They weren't supposed to. V'chakach yachzol the limud of v'lo yispalel.
Would it be considered brit Torah for them?
I guess so. So I don't know. I don't know if it's a strong deal. I know the Achronim discuss whether it's. Also, you know, whether they could daven if they want to. Mr. Brewer, maybe it's a shvacha diuk. I don't know. It's a little mashma that they shouldn't daven. Then the Mishnah Berurah speaks out. Because ironically, by Torah, there's no din of basic mitzvah for the mitzvah even. There's not even a din of basic mitzvah for the mitzvah. Because almanas lasos, so any chiyuv that comes up that's efshar lasos adi de acherim can't be accomplished by others, so you have to do. So any personal chiyuv can't be accomplished by others, you have to do it. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Mikomakom tefila hoyel vein ala bakashos rachmim kilo mishor mitzvos lagabi anoshim kelo shenim avazam limud matul roga. So even if Hashem Yochai has to stop for any mitzvah de rabbonon, he has to stop for Ner Chanukah, etc. But tefila not, because tefila is called your own personal tzorich. Then why did you have to say Kriyat Shema D'oraisa? Just say Kriyat Shema Zechiyuv. So it's not so clear. Sorachiyah. Yesterday we said Kriyat Shema may be also a gedder of Talmud Torah. This is the part of Torah you have to learn every day. You have to say the parish of Kriyat Shema. There is such talk in the Rishonim that Kriyat Shema is a gedder of Talmud Torah. So, what? Yeah, maybe. Right, so. But it's not Mashal like that. It's Mashal because it's D'oraisa. Chayisha is tefillah. Tefillah is chayisha. That's the point there. So, it's just like they didn't stop for any of their own needs, so they don't have to stop for tefillah. It's not like the, you know, it takes a very down to earth view of tefillah. It says that tefillah is primarily like for your own needs, for your own wants. Okay. Besides all the great other things tefillah is, well, I guess at the in terms of the chiyuv, like I said the Rambam's pasuk by tefillah is because Hashem Elokecha berech aslach b'cho v'esmei mecha. Rambam brings, when the Rambam says the mitzvah of tefillah, he brings out the pasuk by asking Hashem for parnasa, for food, for water. So that's
part of tefillah is bond between a person and Hashem.
Yeah, but
someone's torah muscle, maybe doesn't
have a bond anyway. When Brachel says there's a bond established by tefillah, that's can't match. You learn that from Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Ain't a posek, so you don't have to stop. Now the chiddush of the Ramah. If you're learning a shir to the rabbim, like a Mishnah Berurah shir or anything, then you don't have to stop either. It's a big chiddush, even if you end up not saying Kriyat Shema, it's mashma. Not saying tefillah. That's the Ramah. Ain't a posek, lafidu amad yaday yavar azman, even if he'll miss it. Meaning even Kriyat Shema. Even Kriyat. What?
We still have to say the
first part. Well, we'll see, yeah. Medavka boifin shim lo yul medu achshav yisbatku. It means you can't push it off. Lo yichlo zuskabi tfumo nakakach. Halafachi poysuk im yavr zman kvishma tfila. Chayod amash mada b'chol gavni poysuk im yavr zman tfila. We don't go with this Ramah. Even for tfila, forget about kvishma, but even for tfila. Battle tefillah b'shem limud afilu loymed amacherim kol ayoyim kilu loy lomad. Yo rabba gamkin kozo b'shem piskei toysus lahachmer b'zeh. Vayim b'bir aloha shabiyarnu du luchyal mo lachatchilu asu loy lahas chulul moed afilu amacherim even with others acha shekvar kiyas man kriyashma emu mishar shal yedei limudu yavar azman and he'll miss it. Lachay lukas kriyashma mikoydim. So together we don't really pass one like this for more. That says if you're learning with others and there are more means, they won't come together at a different time. So in a Pesach, even if we'll miss Kriyat Shema, we don't pass them like that. Masha from the Mishnah Berurah. The Rambam himself says you have to stop for Pesach Rishon, because the Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim is man Kriyat Shema, and also V'yachzeracha Halacha Sheish by Yitzias Mitzrayim, because the Haski Yitzias Mitzrayim is man Kriyat Shema. Achalimudo tosho yigmor kol Kriyat Shema afil avshover asmano. That's a chiddush. It's not to say the whole Kriyat Shema. It's good for the soul, even if this pairs man Kriyat Shema. In a posek klal, if you'll have time after the learnings, and then don't stop during the learning. Raso no lomer afilu the posek rishon. Afilu lomer biyachidi. Because of Achrayim, then this goes on Yechid. If you'll have time afterwards, wait till afterwards. Because of Achrayim, that filu his chulul mod beisur, when he wasn't allowed to. Dainu lacha shekvar giyas man kriyashma utfila. Shosu lo ilahas chulul mod, ashi yisbal tchila, im hu loimed bebeisai, and he doesn't have a set time when he davens every day. For his chil ain't tzarich lahafsik. For shoy lul mod kozman sheishu sadai. The liyorabba pasuk the nikviyash mashu diyoraisa. Afshi shor lois manachik kach lekroisa mikom kum tzarich lahafsik takeif lekroisa kula. If you're in that situation where there's a danger that you'll tackle forget, so you say Kriyat Shema immediately when you remember, if you started Be'isr. In the shul, or in the medrash, or filu bebeiso, achsheyuschalim behetter during the kodesh shigiyos. When Kriyat Shema b'vadi yishusim chaldas or more, not to stop learning as long as there is time afterwards. Okay, let's start the next siman. Very briefly, the few statements in the Gemara that are seemingly contradictory that the Rishonim deal with in different ways, and now we're going to learn the Psak Halacha, one of the ways in which it's dealt with. What am I talking about? There's one Gemara that says if you're Mesupik, if you're davened already, or Aliyah, if you're Mesupik, if you were Yoitza davening or not. You don't remember if you said Mashfar Ruach, if you should indeed be Mesupik. If halachically you're allowed to be Mesupik. So you're not sure. So Rabbi Lezer says you don't daven over again. Probably based on the idea that Tfilus Rabbonon, it's talking about you Yoitza the Chiyav Dirais, according to the Rambam. And so you don't daven over. It's Rabbonon. It's Avi Dermon Lekula. Rabbi Yochanan says the statement, Halavai Shiyaspala Lodom Kolo Yom Kula. That's his response. It's okay, you can daven a whole day if you want. But really, the literal meaning of Rabbi Yochanan would allow you to daven again, even if you know that you davened already. You daven again. Halavai Shiyaspala Lodom Kolo Yom Kula. That's what it sounds like. That's one statement. The Machlek is a Belezer and Rabbi Yochanan. In the case of Sofik Yisbalel, Rabbi Lezer says, don't daven over, do not. Rabbi Yechonon says, halavai shiyisbalel odom kol hayom kulo. Then there's another statement, Omer Vidim HaShmuel, the person's davening and he remembers that he davened already, he has to stop and to dine immediately, even Ben Tzibrach. Then there's another member from Rabbi Vidim HaShmuel, the person wants to daven again, a second time, and Yochel HaChadish Bodobor, good, if he could think of a new bakasha to ask Hashem that he didn't think of yet, he didn't talk about in his first one. It's a personal thing that he didn't have specifically in mind. Taina by Shema Kohen, you have everything in mind. So if you could be mechadish something in the Shemona Esrei Davin, and if not, not. So that's like, first, it sounds from Rabbi Yochanan you can stop davening a whole day, and it sounds like you can't. If you remember that you davened already, you have to stop. And then it sounds like if you could make a chiddush in the davening, then you can daven again. So let's see. There's different ways of dealing with the various gemaras. Shainim, but now we're going to learn the mechaber, how he passes. Even though tefillah is rabbanon, you can daven over again. Misofik, there's a side you didn't daven yet, so misofik you daven over again. You don't say something to rabbanon lekula. Rabbanon said you have to daven over again. The einu tzarech lechadish bodover. When you're davening because you're misofik, maybe you're mechuyev to daven, then you don't have to be mechadish anything in the Shmona Esrei. Even on the tzad that you davened already, and now you're davening a second time. But if you're doing it misafik and you're mechuyev to do this, the halacha says go daven a second time, you don't have to be mechadish bodover. The chiddush is that you're davening machnosafik. That's how the Rishonim phrase it. That's the chiddush. That you're davening because you're misupik, maybe you didn't daven yet. I will embody Loisha's power, but if a person knows he davened already and he wants to daven again, ain't a chayzer mispalel beloy chiddush. So then that's when we say he has to be chal or something in the Shmona Esrei in order to daven again. But the Chiddush chayzum is probably been a double kolapom shiyitzah whenever he wants to, even kolayam kulay. Chutz mitzvahs musaf. Shein mispalul l'noisav in adava. You have to think of your this tefillah as an adava. So you can't do it on musaf. You can't do it musaf because musaf is not an adava. If a Shabbos v'yom tovein a mispalul, when would you do it? Even on Rosh Chodesh Chalamoid. Even on Rosh Chodesh Chalamoid. You can't do it to Musaf. If a Shabbos v'yom tovein a mispalul tzilus nadava klal, you can't bring a nadava at all Shabbos v'yom tov. If hischel ispalul al dashul or ispalul v'nizka shekvar ispalul, so you can't finish up Shmona Esrei and say a chiddush. Paisuk afilu b'em zebrach afilu yochel achadish b'dava. That was the second statement of Rabbi Meir Shmuel, that you have to stop on the dime because you can't have half the tefillah machmas choyv and you have to tefillah machmas nadova. You can't make such a hybrid. So therefore you have to stop in the middle of a bracha. Chiddush desh amayinu, we'll just see some beis. Hushi chadish dovor b'chol bracha me'am tzoz me'en ha-bracha. That's the first shita. That would be ideal. If you can think of a situation, if you can think of a bakosha, specific bakosha, to ask Hashem by every bracha, that would be the chiddush. You could do that. You should do that. V'im chiddush afilu b'bracha akas dayo. And the reason for this chiddush is kedei lehodia shehi nedava v'lo chova. You can't bring two korban to meet them a day. So if you're davening an extra time and you know you davened already, you have to be mechadish something. But the point of the chiddush is to exhibit that it's a nedava. You're not davening al chova, you're davening al nedava, out of the goodness of your heart. It's a nedava. So that's why you really have to be mechadish, but the evidence is okay to be mechadish even in one bracha. The Rambam says, "Ago yeshem l'mikke chiddush elin mechadish etzlo davar shlo yitzor chaylov koydum lochein." That's like, whoa. Something had to happen.
Does that mean like if something happened, then you could daven again?
Yeah.
Meaning you want to daven again because all of a sudden you found out.
No, it means if you want to daven again, you can't. Even according to Rabbi Yochanan, even according to the way we paskin, that if you could be mechadish something, you could daven a second time. But that's very rare that that's going to happen. Because look what the word chiddush means. It means something had to happen since.